It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Dave and Degenovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM at 1160 AM.
Dave, I just couldn't believe it. No masks, no social distancing, getting back to having big parties and concerts by July 4th? Is the governor just being a little overly optimistic?
Well, if you think July 4th is overly optimistic, he said July 4th or sooner. So everyone else, you're just being overly pessimistic. And I say, thank goodness somebody's willing to tell us the end is near. All right, it's 9:07. It's time for the launch.
Sequence engaged.
Here are three things Debbie wants you to know.
Countdown. Three.
Oh, we're loading up the show today with lots of good stuff, lots of good discussions. Talk about this in the 10 o'clock hour, bumping the minimum wage up. We're going to pit Senator Romney's $10 an hour plan against President Joe Biden's $15 an hour plan. Now, under Romney's, you'll earn about $20,000 a year full time if you're working for $10 an hour. Biden's, it's $30,000 a year. Well, Dave, I've got to hand it to Biden. At least his plan is in line with what Walmart's average pay is being bumped to, $15 an hour.
Debbie, let me tell you a little story. The year was 1994. I worked a minimum wage job for 1 month. 1 month. I hated it. Do you know what I did?
No.
I left and I got paid $2 more an hour. But this is what I don't understand. This obsession with the minimum wage. Because neither $10 an hour nor $15 an hour is a livable wage.
Countdown to...
Look, a lot of Utah residents are racing the clock right now. You can feel it. They're running. Better land a job before those federal unemployment benefits dry up soon. At least we hope they're running and racing the clock. Is it Congress to the rescue again? This is the big debate in D.C. today, tomorrow, day after that, the day after that. If this stimulus package is passed in the coming days, well, that's an extra $400 a week in their unemployment benefits for a little while now, Dave.
Yeah, until maybe September. We'll ask the state's top unemployment expert, what happens if Congress says no? You mentioned a race against the clock to get a job, Deb. Isn't that every minute that happens after you lose your job?
Launch countdown one.
Normal. Well, it is a first hint. Normal is on the horizon. Now, the state is announcing benchmarks. They've announced them that we got to hit to get back to normal. The governor says we'll be back to normal by July 4th. You just heard Dave said. He also said maybe even sooner. So we're going to see independence from masks and social distancing. I'm looking forward, Dave, to defining normal today. Is it normal like 2019 normal? Or are we talking normal light, like normal on a diet, sort of normal?
Yeah, I think it's normal zero calories or new normal. Let's just be normal, all right? We're going to have a live interview with the Utah Department of Health to help us define what normal will look like. I'm talking concerts, weddings, dances, movie theaters.
Dave and Degenovic.
The launch.
Commence.
Utah's top local story. Special coverage with Dave and Degenovic.
Hey, look, I was surprised at the governor's prediction. We're going to get back to normal by July 4th? Dave, I counted the days. That is 130 days from today. So right now, let's go in depth on the benchmarks that we got to hit as a state and how far off we are from the goal. Okay? Debbie Downer. And then in 10 minutes, I want to talk to you about what normal looks like. what it looks like for you, but what it looks like for me is it more like normal light by July 4th, or is it normal, just in time for fireworks shows?
America! Sweet America!
Sing it, Ray. I love it. Yes. July 4th, what a perfect time to set our sights on, to make a goal. The governor was tweeting that he doesn't understand the pessimism. And guess what? About 47% of Utahns in a new poll say they think it's going to take at least a year or more before we get back to normal. For me, I like the governor's take.
Sooner rather than later. I know President Biden yesterday, I think, said something about by Christmas, and I had to laugh because that's not happening. It's going to happen much, much sooner than that. And I do suspect by late spring, early summer, we will be back to normal.
And July 4th, this is the first time I've really heard a benchmark that we need to hit, and I'm excited.
You want to hear them? All right, in the next 2 minutes, let's go over all the benchmarks we got to hit. Here's benchmark number one. You got to hit 1.63 million doses, and you got to hit those in the arms of Utahns. Here's where we are right now. We're at 410,000 first doses. But, good news, 629,000 total doses as of today.
Yeah, we're about a quarter of the way there. 9% of the population has been vaccinated. 100,000 doses haven't been administered yet. You know, a good chunk of those are second doses.
Right.
But it's encouraging.
But it feels underwhelming to me so far. When you say 9%?
Maybe.
Underwhelming. Good news, though. Good news. Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, if approved, and they're on tap this week, promises 240 million doses delivered to the states by the end of March. By the end of March. All right. The other benchmark we got to hit is this timeline. 8 weeks after we hit that 1.63 millionth dose benchmark, we got to get supply here quickly because they want to give it 8 weeks. After that dose goes into the last arm. Okay, so I did some math. We got to get that last dose in, that 1.63 millionth dose in an arm by May 9th, which is Mother's Day. So we've got 72 days, because then they want to give it 8 weeks to ramp up and give us immunity. We've got to get to that date by Mother's Day, Dave.
Yeah.
That's our deadline. That's our real deadline, Mother's Day.
Yeah, that's a good deadline.
Yeah.
This might come as a surprise to a lot of people. We do not have a problem with getting doses in arms. We have a problem with getting doses. That is the problem. If we've learned anything about distribution, it's extremely effective. But let me give you an idea how effective it has been. On day one, when we received that first dose, by day seven, 99% of those doses have been administered. That is incredible. Within a 7-day period, we are giving out basically 100% of the doses. This is not an actual vaccination problem. This is a receiving doses problem.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's top local story. Special coverage with Dave and Dujanovic.
Okay. Here are our deadlines and our timelines. We got to have 1.63 million doses in arms of Utahns by Mother's Day. By Mother's Day, so May 9th. Isn't it May 9th, Dave? You ought to know because you got to get your mom a gift and your wife a gift. So May 9th. If we hope to get back to normal by July 4th, which is the governor's new battle cry. Basically, Mother's Day gives us, if you count forward, it's 8 weeks out to get back to normal. Dave and I are going to discuss now, what do we mean by normal? Is it normal, like 2019 normal, or normal light? Dave, I'm I'm kind of for normal on a diet.
Oh, you know I have a huge aversion to diets in general. So if we're going to go back to normal, let's just go back to normal. Let's not qualify everything. Let's not even call it normal until it is actually normal. I think we're at about 400,000 some odd doses, that first dose. So, yeah, by that date, by May, you know, early May, we're going to have to do some work. We're going to have to get 1.2 million doses into arms over the next few months.
I thought it was 1.6 million.
Well, it's 1.6 total.
Okay.
So we've already given out 400,000. So now we have about a little over a million to reach our goal.
So you're doing subtraction.
There we go. I hope I'm doing it right.
It's like calculus. In 10 minutes, we're going to have the Utah Department of Health on the line live. I want to ask them this question. What are their worries if July 4th is back to normal? Are they worried about the variants? Are they worried about potential for more cases spinning up? We're going to ask them that in 10 minutes. So do not tune out. You want to hear that interview. Normal might mean more, though, like normal-like, Dave, for a lot of Utahns. They actually might be on Team Deb in this. And we're going to draw sides, of course, as we always do. But we know through polling from our friends at the Deseret News that almost half of those asked say it'll be at least a year or more. Some of them say several years. I'm like, I'm not that far. Okay, I'm not going that far. Not several years before things get back to normal for them in their minds. So this is really where the conflict lies, is between how we really feel about it and what the governor is saying about it. And also the president has not suggested July 4th, more like Christmas. Here's what he said last week.
By next Christmas, I think we'll be in a very different circumstance, God willing, than we are today.
The one powerful thing we have in our favor is we have a case count. We are seeing how many people are coming down with COVID every single day. We have been following that forever, right? And we also have the number of vaccinations we're giving out. So once we start seeing numbers that are not zero, they will never be zero, folks. But once we start seeing these numbers at a very, very low number, you know, I don't know if it's tens or hundreds a day. And that's what we're going to ask the Utah Department of Health. What is a win? What is that daily case count that we're shooting for?
What's the win in your mind?
I think dozens.
Dozens?
Dozens, oh. Maybe even a hundred or a few hundred a day.
Gosh, that's...
Remember...
This is so weird, though, Dave, because I was going to say mine is 500, and usually I'm the one who errs on the side of caution, and I'm the Debbie Downer.
Oh, you're saying less than 500 a day?
Yeah, less than 500 I'm comfortable with, because I'm thinking back to... Maybe around August in the summer, I really felt okay with I didn't want it at all. Okay, we don't want the pandemic at all. But if you got to settle on something, I'm like, okay. But when it started hitting like thousands, I about fell over with fear. Like, where is this going?
Well, and on Monday, I think it was Monday or maybe Sunday, but there were only 335 cases.
Which I was jumping for joy.
Yeah. So I will be interested to hear what the win is. What number do you need to see for us to be like, all right, folks, it's over?
The win, the number from the experts.
From the experts. Not from just, the Utah Department of Health.
Not just from the D2 epidemiologists who aren't really epidemiologists. Okay. So I want to talk about this with you, though, Dave. What does normal look like for both of us? So I want to just – let's just rehash a few things. Let's remember that fireworks shows were canceled – last 4th of July, right? Yeah. I mean, we all just stayed home and we lit sparklers and it was super boring. But probably a little, I don't know. I mean, maybe you created new memories with your family. So those were canceled. A large weddings have been canceled. I don't even know how many weddings I've been uninvited to this year. Church services skinnied down. Concerts. I mean, my favorite summer concerts. Those have been, well, dust in the wind.
Dust in the wind.
Sporting events. I think of my my son's wrestling match yesterday. One parent could go. Like, normally we bring everybody. It's family, friends, grandparents. Everybody goes to the wrestling match, but they handed us one single solitary ticket and said, "All right, Austin, choose who you love most." And that's what we did. We showed up. I showed up yesterday, and there was a few dozen parents standing, you know, sitting in the stands. We are feet, you know, we're 10 feet apart. But eventually, well, let me tell you this. On Thursday, zero parents can go. So Tuesday was one parent. Thursday is zero parents.
Why is COVID?
It's a smaller gym.
They're
wrestling in a smaller
gym.
Something
we don't know with COVID and Thursdays?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But anyway, that's what we're missing.
So I'm going to ask you in a second what your normal looks like. And I want to debate you on it because mine's going to look different. But for the governor who said we're going to get back to normal by July 4th, he put it on Twitter. It's means no more masks, large gatherings, no more measuring 6 feet. I wonder if those lines in the grocery store are going to be really, the tape they've put down is going to be ripped off. Will you go, I don't know, bumper to bumper at the grocery store now, Dave?
Move it.
Yeah.
Get up. You know,
yeah. What's your normal look like, Dave?
One of the big ones for me, it would be church services.
Oh, okay.
We would usually have around 350 people in a typical meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've been, you know, in that 100 or less. It will be crazy to be sitting next to everybody and having people stacked pew upon pew upon pew. And then after the service ends, you get up, you give some people some hugs. That's what normal looks like to me.
Okay. My normal's not quite there. My normal, we'll call my normal light. So let's say they reopen concerts this summer.
Okay.
I will wear a mask. I will wear a mask to the concert, even though I'll hopefully be vaccinated. And I think you will, too, even though you're so much younger than I am. And I will not want people, I don't know, I like concerts on when you go and sit on the lawn. I don't want people on my blanket with me.
Even if everyone's vaccinated and the numbers are zero?
I've been kind of getting used to this isolation game, and I'm actually okay with it, Dave.
Utah's top local story, special coverage with Dave and Dujanovic.
We're continuing our in-depth discussion about the governor's push to return to normal by July 4th. And I'm looking forward to asking the health department, Dave, if the variants, if they spin up, will that potentially quash the governor's push to get us back to normal by July 4th, maybe push us to Labor Day or even Christmas, like the president's been saying?
One of the big things I'm looking for is what's a win?
Mm-hmm.
I want it black and white. I want to know what the number is because we've been tracking daily cases. And our 7-day average right now, 777. That's super strange. 7-day average, 777. But that is
777.
It is just a fraction of what it was in the peak, you know, just 6-8 weeks ago when we were averaging over 3,000-4,000 a day. So I want to know what is a win for the daily cases.
Tom Hudaka with the Utah Department of Health, live on the line with us right now. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
We know from a recently published article that there's at least 1,600 cases of the UK variant in the nation right now in the U.S., which is more contagious. And there's been a few here in Utah, very few cases so far. How will the variants potentially quash our return to normal by July 4th? Has there been some discussions about that within the health department?
Well, I mean, the variant is definitely one of the wild cards that's out there right now. There's a lot of wild cards, and there have been a lot of wild cards. But certainly the variant is one of those wild cards. The good news with the variant is that we can prevent its transmission just like we can prevent the transmission of the version of COVID-19 that's been with us since last year, and that's by wearing masks, following isolation and quarantine guidance, maintaining physical distance. So the fact that if we can continue to drive down our case counts, that will limit the ability of these variants to spread in our communities.
Is the vaccine effective against the variants?
It seems to be that the vaccines that we've got now, the Pfizer, the Moderna, they may suffer a bit in terms of effectiveness against the UK variant, but not enough that it's caused any significant worry. We believe that the two vaccines that are being distributed right now, and the Johnson & Johnson as well, will be very effective against the UK variant. There seems to be some question still that they may be less effective against the variants out of Brazil and South Africa. Of course, we haven't seen any of those in our state yet. But again, we can prevent the spread of those variants as well through masking and physical distancing. So those things are going to be important until we get a significant portion of the population having access to the vaccine.
Tom, Dave and I have been talking about normal for him. He's looking forward to getting back to normal. No masks, no social distancing, hugs at church. Versus normal light, which I'm in the camp of normal light. I'll still wear a mask. I'll still socially distance. But if there's a summer concert this summer, you'll see me there on the lawn. But I wonder from a health department's perspective, does the health department feel we could be rolling the dice and there could be a spin-up of cases if we come back together for concerts and dances and weddings and fireworks shows all by July 4th?
Well, I think it all depends on where we are. And what we have shown through the issuance of all these public health orders over the course of the past year now almost, and in our response in general in terms of being flexible with the transmission guidelines and earlier on the color-coded guidance, is that we've been flexible. We've watched what's happening on the ground, and we've adjusted our policies accordingly. So the public health order that was issued yesterday that's out there right now is effective for the next month, essentially, and we will be watching what happens over the course of the next month. And if there are adjustments that we need to make when the order expires and we issue a new order next month, then we'll certainly make those adjustments. So we're not locked into any one particular policy direction. We look at the status on the ground and what the virus is doing and how it's impacting our hospital capacity, and we make plans accordingly.
We've been following so closely how many positive cases we have every single day. And to see what the 7-day rolling average right now, under 800, what's a win for the daily case counts to be able to return to normal?
So really the win for us is hospital capacity and being able to preserve the capability of our hospitals to treat the sickest of the sick. So not just hospital capacity, but looking at ICU capacity. And those numbers have been trending in a positive direction. Of course, we look at the raw case count number because that is indicative of what's coming in terms of hospitalizations. So when our case counts go up, we see an increase in hospitalizations, usually, 10 days to 14 days. After we start to see that increase. So really the win for us is preserving capacity in our hospitals. Our hospitals and our ICUs are in a much better place than they were even several weeks ago. They're certainly still stressed, not to the level that they were several weeks ago, but we want to make sure that capacity is there.
I saw that was in the 200s yesterday, Dave.
But I guess if I can follow up on that, Tom, I see that from the state website, it says ICU capacity is at 22% as far as COVID patients, that 22% of the ICU beds are filled up with COVID patients. What number are we looking at then? Or how low does that need to be?
So we look at a total number. We would definitely like to see ICU capacity below about 72%. Looking at the number of COVID patients that are in the ICU only tells a part of the story. If the ICUs are also full of individuals who are recovering from heart attacks or strokes or from traumatic events, that obviously limits the capabilities to treat a COVID patient in an ICU as well. So, we would love to be at a point where we're, fewer than 150, 200 COVID patients in the ICU across the state. And right now, I think we're a little bit below 100 patients. So we're definitely moving in the right direction.
Tom Hudaka with the Utah Department of Health. We've got 30 seconds. We've got so many questions, so little time. We were both wondering how many doses that we're anticipating as a state by the end of March. Do you have any idea on that?
Yeah, so, I mean, there was really good news from all the vaccine manufacturers yesterday. Both Pfizer and Moderna combined expect to have about 200 million doses by the end of March, and Utah gets a little under 1% of those doses. Johnson & Johnson should also be on board with about 20 million doses by the end of March. And again, Utah sees a little bit less than 1%. So the numbers are continuing to trend in the right direction. It's a little difficult to project too far out. We get our allocations on a weekly basis, and they've been changing pretty dramatically every week, and dramatically in the right direction. We continue to get more than we were expecting that we would have.
So would that be about 2 million doses then, Tom, if I'm doing the math right? If we get less than 1%, would we be getting 2 million doses potentially?
Could be right around there, yeah.
By when did we have a timeline? Do we think that could arrive maybe as soon as April?
Yeah, so that includes all the doses that we've already received. So that includes looking back and also looking forward. And those projections are through the end of March.
Okay. Tom Hudaka, thank you so much with the Utah Department of Health, giving us a good idea, Debbie, of what it would take to return to normal. But one of the things that stood out to me, as he said, it looks like the vaccines that we currently have from Pfizer, Moderna, the Johnson & Johnson, they look like they are effective, maybe not as effective against the variants, but still extremely effective.
The thing that stood out to me, David, 2 million doses by the end of March.
Utah's top local story, special coverage with David Dujanovic.
Well, this could be why the governor's so optimistic that we could get back to normal. No masks, no social distancing, larger gatherings by July 4th. We just heard from the Utah Department of Health spokesperson, Tom Hudaka. We asked him, look, how many doses could we get even by the end of March in terms of the COVID-19 vaccine? When he said 2 million doses, Dave, I'm like, okay. I'm still, though, on Team Normal Light. I'm not sure I'm ready to run into a concert without a mask and hug all my friends I haven't seen for a year.
Which just baffles me because I am all in. Let's return to normal. I'm with the governor. Let's go back to big parties, no masks by July 4th. I mean, obviously, if we hit the benchmarks, right? But we're taking your phone calls right now, 801-575-TALK. Why are you afraid to return back to normal?
Well, I want to ask you why you are pushing this narrative. Why are you so excited about returning to hugs and, I don't, you know, handshakes?
Because the vaccines are effective. And they're not just effective on a, hey, this is really good. This is like, holy smokes, folks, stop the presses. This vaccine is spectacularly effective.
Do you think maybe, I mean, you know me probably better than anybody in the newsroom. Do you think maybe I'll feel more confident once I have it?
Great point. I think once you have it and once you start seeing the numbers, the case counts, the ICUs, once you start seeing these vaccines truly take place and protect people, I think you're going to have a change of heart. And I think everyone in Utah is going to have a massive change of heart. We don't know how to be optimistic right now because we've been punched in the face so many times. It's like, do I dare stick my jaw out there one more time?
801-575-TALK. So Team Deb is a normal light. Yeah, I'll go back to a concert, but I will do so with a mask, and we'll put the perimeter, the edge of the king-size blanket I put on the lawn. And Dave is normal. Let's get back to normal. Tamara, who's team you on, Team Dave or Team Depp?
Well, sorry, Dave, but I totally disagree
Tell
with you.
Why, Tamara.
Well, first of all, I want to start out with saying I've heard here in the U.S. that because we've been wearing masks and social distancing, our flu and our respiratory illnesses have in the United States has dropped almost to nothing, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
which shows
true.
You what the masks are doing. Okay, and then I heard in another, I think it was another country, I wish I knew this for sure, I think it was in another country, they relaxed their guidelines And now people are getting flu and respiratory problems again. So that's what I'm afraid is going to happen here.
But what is your normal look like, Tamara? If the governor wants to go back to normal by July 4th, which he says we can do, most likely, what does your normal look like?
I'm sorry. I think my normal would be maybe next fall.
So after Labor Day.
Yes. And, you know, of course, that all depends on what happens. I mean, these vaccines seem to be working. And I'm getting my vaccine. I'm getting my second one tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Yeah, so I'm scared to death, but that's okay.
We're confident.
I just don't think, because there are still people that aren't doing what they're supposed to be. There are people that are not going to be getting vaccinated. So I just think it's a big mistake to act like we're back to normal.
Tamara, thanks for your phone call. I agree with you in this case. Yeah, we're going to see flu. We're going to see RSV. We're going to see these things pop up. But if you think that we can eradicate the flu and other viruses just by wearing a mask for the rest of our lives, that's not realistic. We build up immune systems and we get sick. That is just a part of life. So being able to live in a bubble is impossible.
So let's say Utah announces we're going to get back to normal by July 4th and we have these grand fireworks shows. I don't know if I want all my friends from Idaho and Arizona and California driving into Utah over the 4th of July and to party throughout the summer because maybe they're not back to normal yet. Susan and Layton, what do you think about that take?
Hey, Dave and Deb, I'm glad to talk to you this morning. You know, I have a couple of things, and I'm kind of on your side, Deb, but not exactly for all the reasons you say.
Okay.
One thing, I think both of you guys need to stop using the word immunity, because the vaccine doesn't make us immune, just make us less likely to get sick. And one of the things that, you know, we have in Utah is that we're going to have shots in arms. And by July 4th, yeah, things are going to be looking up. But just like you just said, we're going to have people come into this state. We're still in a global pandemic. Utah might be out of the woods, but the world won't be. Mm. And we still need to worry about what's going on in the world and how it is going to affect Utah. We're not an island. We can't close our borders and say, we're done. And so I think I don't think we're going to have a mass 4th of July party and hug people and not be wearing masks. I think Dave is not living in reality, and you are.
Well, I say that every day, Susan. Thank you for confirming that.
Susan, this might make you feel differently. You said don't use the word immunity. Well, let me give you these numbers, because we're learning more and more about the vaccines every single day. But the Pfizer vaccine, this is data according to the Israel Health Ministry. And Israel has done the best job in the world about getting people vaccinated. They've got over 60% of their population vaccinated. If you're over 60, it's over 80%. But let me just tell you this. This is what they've learned. That once you have both doses, after 14 days, after receiving your second dose, you have prevented infection from COVID by 96%. So you say we're not living on an island. If everyone's vaccinated, then you have a 96% chance of not ever getting infected. If that's not immunity, then what is it?
Well, and we're getting closer to getting more people vaccinated. We just heard from the Utah Department of Health that Utah could see 2 million doses by the end of March. Let's listen to that portion of the interview with Tom Hudako from the Department of Health.
Both Pfizer and Moderna combined expect to have about 200 million doses by the end of March, and Utah gets a little under 1% of those doses. Johnson & Johnson should also be on board with about 20 million doses by the end. The numbers are continuing to trend in the right direction.
And remember, the Johnson & Johnson's 20 million doses is a single dose vaccine. So it's like having 40 million Pfizer and Moderna vaccines.
Dave, there's a real potential here that I could feel a lot better about jumping onto Team Dave if I'm in that group that gets vaccinated by the end of March. That would be phenomenal. That would be phenomenal. But for right now, I'm normal light, and I think into this summer, all honesty, unless I'm in the middle of a hiking trail by myself or with my best friend, you know, my daughter, I'm probably going to keep masking up at least for a while. I'm on Susan's side from Layton. I agree with her. Keep wearing the mask.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.